Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Of course, it's not just students in college who are trying to make sense of bin Laden's death. Younger students have questions, too, and it's often their teachers who face the challenge of explaining this major world event. So this morning, we visited Eileen Woodford, who teaches history at the Newman School, a private high school in the Back Bay. She's in the delicate position of having a student who lost a family member on September 11th. And Woodford says bin Laden's death is a topic no teacher at her school can avoid this week because it's what many students are talking about.
What I was struck by is this is a class of freshmen. They're 14 and 15 years old, and they were on top of this. They wanted to know more about it. They wanted to talk about it. They were engaged in this topic. Then I was struck with the range of emotions from fear. One student has to get on a plane next month, and this student explained that there was great fear about getting on a plane, she was afraid of reprisals. Another one was disgusted with the television coverage of the overt jubilation and cheering in the streets. And this student said, okay, it's all right for Osama bin Laden to be dead, but we don't need to be doing a dance about it.
Were there some students who were celebrating?
They weren't openly celebrating, but there were students who were happy. Even if it was an understated happiness, there was sort of a quiet contentment that this took place. And in particular, we have a student who was directly affected by the attacks of 9/11 and lost a member of the family. And in this case, she said she was happy. These kids listened to each other, but they also knew that this was a milestone in American history.
What kind of questions did they have?
There is still, while this class knows about Islam, there's still a lot of questions about Islam. And how does Islam feed into this or be a part of this?
Is there an issue that you heard a student raise that you haven't heard an adult raise? It was just that the perspective of youth that brought that issue to the table?
What I'm fearful of is the students who are afraid, that they are so afraid. But what was interesting is the other student said, that's what terrorists want you to be. That's when terrorists win, is when you're afraid terrorists win. And I didn't have to answer that question at all.
What is the role that you think teachers and schools had to play to have conversations with those kids?
I think the first is to let the kids just talk, not censor their feelings, except in terms of civility, to let them sort of digest this while talking about it. In some ways, they knew it was happening, but they didn't know exactly what it really, really meant. So the process of just letting them talk about it is absolutely essential. And then to sort of go in there and guide some of the conversation with questioning back. And then they always want to know, well, what do you think? And I have to say, I don't know what I think. I'm still struggling to figure out what my own emotional response is to this.
Thanks for talking with WBUR.
Thank you very much.
Eileen Woodford is a teacher at the Newman School in Boston's Back Bay.